time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, my beautiful people? It is your girl, Jay, and welcome back to All About Nothing, the podcast where we talk about everything and nada at the same time. Today, we're diving into a sacred rite of passage for Puerto Rican girls. No, not your quinceañera, not even your first sip of coquito, not even the moment you realize Vicks can cure everything, including a heartbreak. I am talking about shaving your legs. Yes, you heard that right. Because if you were raised in a Puerto Rican household, especially by old school, no-nonsense mommies, titis, and abuelitas, you already know the rules. Let's get into it. Let me break it down. The shaving and makeup constitution, according to every Puerto Rican mom, from forever until forever. Number one, thou shalt not shave thy legs before the age of 13. Thou shalt not wear makeup until the age of 15. Thou shalt not pluck thy eyebrows until thy mommy, titi, or older prima does it for you with adult pair tweezers, no numbing cream, and a prayer. Why? This is what my mommy would say. Eso es de mujeres, tú eres una niña todavía. Translation, that is for women, you're still a young girl. Even if you had leg hair so thick it looked like you were wearing leggings in July, too bad, so sad. Your mommy did not care. That razor was locked away like a family heirloom, not to be seen until you're 13. Do not even attempt to shave before 13, because I'm telling you now, you will get caught. And well, let's not even think of the world of trouble that brings with it. I get chills just thinking about it. So the reason I'm talking about this is because my second youngest niece, we'll call her B, just turned 13. And I don't even know why I'm calling her my second youngest niece. I only have three nieces total. She's the second niece, period. So I don't know. Anyways, ignore that. Let's hear it for puberty and permission to shave, y'all. And the excitement? You would have thought we were planning her 16 or booking tickets for a visit home to Puerto Rico. That's how exciting this is. So my sister, we'll call her Jay. And yes, just so you know, my mother named all of us with the letter J. So my sister J texted me this July, like, yo, your niece is officially 13 and she's hyped because she's finally get. And I text my sister back, like, how cute is this? She gets to shave her legs. And listen, it took me back to remembering being that age, finally getting to shave the hairy legs. Shaving was the goal, especially when all my friends were already shaving way before I ever was allowed to. I was out there feeling grown with smooth legs, and oh boy, don't act too grown because that would bring the chancla out, and we all know what that means. Back then, I was shaving every other day, legs, underarm, behind the knees. If it grew hair, it got shaved. Why? Because I could. Because I was finally allowed to shave. Because smooth legs under my jeans in 90-degree weather made sense somehow. Now, at 50-plus, do I shave? Look, if you think I'm shaving my legs every day, baby, I don't even look at them. Unless I have a doctor's appointment, or I'm going to the pool, where I might be seen, and it only depends if I cure that day. My husband, he doesn't care. Or he doesn't notice, or maybe he just gave up and decided not to say anything. Either way, a win is a win. Listen, when you hit this age, comfort beats everything. Shaving becomes seasonal. Summer, maybe. Winter, absolutely not. Waxing, please. I'm not paying someone to torture me. That's a hate crime. So here we are, from beginning to shave at 13 to actively avoiding it at 50. The circle of leg hair is real. Now I just sit back and watch my niece enter the shaving stage like she's just joining a sorority. And I just want to tell her, enjoy this moment, Mama. One day you'll be pulling on sweatpants over your furry calves like a proud wolf woman. So to all my Latina queens, my hairy-legged warriors, my titis, my mommies, and my teenage niece, shave what you want, or don't. Just so you know, you're still a baddie, smooth or Sasquatch. This has been All About Nothing with Jay. Like, subscribe, and don't forget to moisturize, because dry and hairy, damn, that's where I draw the line. And remember, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Love, Jay.